Siyabonga nokubonga Nkosi leli thubo siphe lona ukuba sihlale ngasezinyaweni zakhe zakho sithule njengoMaria lapho udade wabo ehla enyuka ekhathazwa izinto eziningi kodwa uMaria wakhetha ukuphambili wahlala enyaweni zakho wangaphazanyiswa lutho Lord,
we thank you for such a wonderful opportunity to sit quietly at your feet like Mary, not to be hot and bothered like Martha, but rather to sit, not allowing anything to disturb us, that we receive each and every word you have to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Isihloko sethu baleka usinde.
Our theme is Escape for Your Life. The one who hasn't escaped will never escape finally, for he will land in hell.
Kodwa umngalothi wasale muva uJesu wathi khumbulani umngalothi waphenduka waba yintshika kaSawuti uNkulunkulu wamenza ukuba uSawuti ukuba wena usizakale ngaye ungabi umngalothi
Despite the fantastic opportunity to escape and that the angels were literally dragging them out nevertheless Lot's wife as we see depicted in this picture here She decided to turn around and God changed her into a pillar of salt. It was only Lot and his daughters who escaped. God made that to happen so that you might escape.
Kwaba indaba enzima leyo. UNkulunkulu akasivezele ukuzwa aqalaze emuva ngani. Kodwa wena uyazi uma uqalaze emuva ukuthi uqhutshwa yini.
And Jesus made a point of it when he said, don't be like Lot's wife. Now, God knows what it is that inspires you to turn back or to look back.
We don't know why she looked back, but you know why you look back. When we are sazi, iso into yakho, uyayazi into yakho eqalisa isayemuva. Leyo nto ke yoqeda. Ngoba uJesu uthi obeka isandla egejeni
You know what that thing is. And Jesus had said, whoever puts his hand to the plow and glances back is not worthy of me.
Obethe ekhulunywa ukuthi sesino boyfriend sesino girlfriend athi sisafunda esikoleni imani singane kodwa sesina lezo zinto ukonakala nokubona nobunuku bomhlaba lobo
I was so pleased to hear about the testimonies yesterday I was delighted to hear of what was said and the boy who mentioned that it's just become the norm of girlfriends, boyfriends that which really smells of the world. In this experience that Lot underwent, he was able to be a true man in that. He just kept his eyes set to the front. And you too, whether it's your wife, your husband, or whoever it may be, Only forward, never backwards.
Wehluleka ukuthi hawo mama wengane uphi na? Cha belingasekho lelo thuba. Ngoba uma iseqalaze emuva ukhuluma nomuntu ofileyo,
He didn't look back, neither did he talk back to her to check on where she was, because his eyes were set to the front, and had he asked about her, she was already a pillar of salt. Today, now looking, escape and be saved. Let's look at what this escape and fleeing means. And we read 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Banenga abantu ababalekayo kodwa isiqino sebeqalaze emuva sebephindele emuva kusho ukuthi nina benifakaza izolo akuseke ingemuva lisekho.
Many people start with escaping but they don't finish it, and that's why I say to you young people, what you've begun, you finish.
Uhlaka ubethuma ibutho lakhe liyempini. Uma kubuya isosha kubuya ibutho linengozi la emuva. Lo muntu bebulawa abe ukudla kwenyoni. Athi hawo wabanenxeba emuva. Kwenze njani? Kusho ukuthi waphenduka wabaleka bamlandela bathi bekufuneka inxeba la phambili nje aye emuva. Bapha abanamanxeba emuva la kithina namhlanje.
In particular, those who made that decision yesterday. Even in King Shaka's time, he was a man who would deal with any soldier who was wounded in the back. They were only allowed to have wounds from battle in the front. Otherwise, they were seen as cowards and they were put to death. If you have got a wound on your back, cry to God and see whether He shows grace. If you do get wounds, then they should only be on the front and the forehead. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
Kepha balekela izinkanuko zobusha ujonge ukulunga nokukholwa nothando nokuthula kanye nabakhuleke enkosini ngenhliziyo ehlambulukileyo.
Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Flee youthful lusts. Oh, the troublesomeness of youthful lusts. Many are absolutely destroyed through it. There is no text saying fight against the youthful lusts. Neither does it say wrestle and conquer. There's only one way, and that is to flee, run away from it. It doesn't help. If you've got a viper, a deadly snake, that you lock yourself in the room and then you think you're going to escape harm, it'll kill you. With the lust of the flesh, some fall into that pit every day. It's on a daily basis and they just never escape it.
How
how troublesome some, even married, nevertheless still troubled by youthful lust, where one says, oh, Satan has infiltrated with this deadly sin. Where a person is old already or growing old, but they're still troubled by youthful lusts. Maybe they're at school or college, but they're still troubled by the lusts of youth. Or maybe they're a child, but they're already troubled by lust. And the Bible says, flee from that. Now, the Greek meaning does not imply that you intellectually run away from it, or that in your thoughts you try and fight and escape from it. It means literally removing yourself out of it. You flee bodily. It means it in the very literal sense. You watch out for those men who touch and fondle. They are another sort. Let there always be a distance between you and him. Although yesterday we also pointed out that there are those who are flirtatious boys among boys, the homosexual side of it, so you flee from every aspect of it. Run from it. Escape.
Lapho unga Potifare bambu Josefe kipite. Wapunyuka kuye. Lasali banji. Wapuma ngi wathi ngona kanjani kuNkulunkulu ngenzo kunjena na.
When the wife of Potiphar was tempting Joseph and then even handled him and grabbed hold of his jacket, he escaped out of that coat. He said, how can I sin against God? Yes, we do live in the body, and there are the natural inclinations, but the Bible says, flee from the lusts. For if you do not run from it, you will die. You will not be healed. You will not escape. And through your fleeing, many others will escape.
Joseph, vuka, tatu Maria, tatu mtwana, shone kipite, putuma.
Joseph was woken up by the Lord at night through a dream, and he said, now, take your wife, take the baby, and flee to Egypt right now. He got up. And he said, Mary, wake up. Take the child. Let us escape right now and take up the little that we have. And they took that gold, frankincense and myrrh, and off they went immediately to Egypt.
Lalelanga uNkulunkulu Nothing and I utesan amsanja. I feel a nebulawa. Nengane. That le quite frail.
If it works out and it is in the Lord's way that we can, once we get to heaven and the trumpet sounds and we're met by the saints, that we can talk and listen to other stories, I'd love to go to Joseph and shake his hand, congratulate him, and say thank you for being obedient to God. When he woke up that night with a dream, that you immediately obeyed, through that I have the Savior.
Uma uJoseph akade ephethe ubuthongo ethi ngikhathele awu angikwazi ukuhamba kuye kude eGibhithe awu nonina usebuthaka nasinge naye uJesu namhlanje kodwa manje sinaye ngoba walalela lalela wena ngokulalela uzisindisa wena kanti uzosindisa nabanye kodwa uma ungalaleli uyokufa bese kufe nenqwaba nawe.
Had he been disobedient, then it means that he would have come up with an excuse by saying, no, I don't, it's not convenient, that's not suitable, Mary's weak. What would we have done without the Savior? Generation after generation has escaped because of him. And you too, by your escaping from sin and fleeing, others will flee with you. And that God should say specifically, flee youthful lusts. Why so? Because youthful lusts will hurt you, wound you. They will wound you both bodily and spiritually. That your body should be healthy and well, and you've got that energy. It's wonderful. Channel that energy into the preaching and the propagation of the gospel. Look at what healthy cattle, healthy bulls are like. Oxen are weaker than cattle if they are normal and with that full health. That is what you need to do as well, that you are healthy and well and escape from sin. And the Bible declares that you should not give your strength to women. In other words, use that health and that energy, direct it into the right thing. Otherwise, you end up being wounded and destroyed because of the sin, and you girls, you allow men just to wipe their filth off you and you get destroyed with it. You destroy your own health, your own energy, your own fitness if you're giving your... If you're giving your energy, And the person who directs his energies in the right direction, that person is noteworthy. You can see this person doesn't wake up late. They're not lazy, having lost all their energy in this sin, but instead they have preserved that energy for God.
Wasebenzise embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
Don't take your energies and distribute it for evil, but take it for God. And such a person has a health about them in every way, and their words are something that come with honesty and integrity, instead of the opposite, where you can the words are just a stench, and it's just makes you feel sick. If you understood German, you would hear the extra powerful way it says that it's the awful stench of promiscuity and of whoredom that comes out of a person's mouth.
That's why.
And that's why I say it comes and it is despicable. It's just an abomination to those who hear that person. And that sin destroys people's energies and nations. I've for a long time told you how civilizations are totally destroyed, like the Roman one. Your spiritual life can never survive if you're wasting your thoughts and about you, that you're thinking always and you're on that topic. I told you yesterday about that man who even ended up committing suicide. The body cannot survive the attack of lust. Have a look at those who walk in purity. Note their face. Note even their step. There's just something different about them. On the other hand, the one who's promiscuous, even 12 years of age, they look worn out and tired, and they just, it's self-evident.
Ngapha kwetende bekushisa kwasuswa la emaceleni nangale eceleni zafika intombi zahamba ngapha kwetende kodwa zingabonakali kuze kube lana nje ubone la kuze kube senzansi uma wami owangizalayo wathi elo uyayibona leyo ntombazane ehamba lapha igcweleke yo.
My own mother, the one who gave me birth, once many years ago, I remember we were sitting in a tent and it was visible just from the flap down that you could see these girls walking by and you could just see them from the lower half, and she would say, that one, just in her step, she's a virgin, and that one.
Futhi ngokuzala kwenu nzozala lo doti kuphela.
even the way a person gives themselves over as in making a statement about their clothing and their swing or their strut, you can see this person is promiscuous, they're sexually loose. Girls, why don't you invest in the right thing instead of being picked up by any old body who comes by on wheels with a lorry or a bicycle or tractor, and you don't know where they come from, where they're going to, and you allow yourself to be abused in that way. Instead, rather turn your attention to Jesus and speak to that person about the Lord. Otherwise, it's just a pit for you. But just look at the huge amount of babies being born out of wedlock, just illegitimate children at homes. These are children born in the image of God. Why should it be like this? It's never been as bad as now.
And
And you behave worse than cattle, worse than animals. At least a cow has a sense of duty towards its calf. It'll rear it, it'll look after it. Animals will do anything to protect their young. But you are worse than animals. In fact, you should be making an apology to the animals because you desert the baby. The father has no sense of duty. He deserts the baby, denies that it's his, and one becomes lower than animals. I think of 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Kutua, ingwacho kala wase Corinthians sahluko 10.
Let me read it for you.
Ngokuba ngithandi abazalwane ukuba ningazi ukuthi okhokho bethu bonke bebephansi kwefu, bonke badabula ulwandle, bonke babhaphathiswa bumusi efwini naselwandle, bonke badla ukudla kunye komoya, bonke baphuza uphuzo kunye komoya. Ngokuba baphuze edwaleni lomoya elabalandelayo idwala lelo lalinguKristu. Kepha iningi labo uNkulunkulu wayengathokozi ngabo ngokuba bashaywa phansi ehlane.
From verse 1-5, that despite them being delivered and drinking of the same spiritual food, with most of them God was not pleased and their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
Kepha lokho kwaba izibonelo kithi size singafisi okubi njengalokho bona bebefisa.
And verse 6, now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
Futhi ningabi ngabakhonza izithombe njengabanye kubo, njengokulotshiwe ukuthi abantu bahlala phansi ukuba badle, baphuze, basukume. Ukuba badlale futhi asingenzi ukufebe njengokuba abanye bubo kubo benza ukufebe bafa ngosuku lunye abayizinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili nantathu.
And not become idolaters as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell.
Kodwa lokho kuyisibonelo kithina, isibonelo. UNkulunkulu usiphe isibonelo.
It says it's written as an example for us.
Kule minyaka edlule nezwa ngetsunami eyayiphesheya ngaseIndonesia ngaseAsia.
In recent years,
ulwandle olunamagagasi amakhulu.
You heard about the tsunami that happened with these huge waves that happened there in the east?
Abaningi bafa ngoba amagagasi olwandle. I 10 meter high. Sicisho kusuka laphansi kuze kushaye le phezulu.
Many drowned because the waves grew into an enormous size, up to 10 meters high and more, reaching heights like this auditorium.
Manje kukhona isiqhingi ngase Indonesia.
Now there's a certain island in the Indonesian direction.
Isibizwa ukuthi Simule. Simulu Island.
It's called Simulu Islands.
Lakule Island bekhona abantu abawu 75,000.
Just on that island, or those islands, there were 75,000 people.
Kodwa kwawa ba 7 kuphela. Kwafa ba 7 kuphela.
Just 7,000 died.
Basinda kanjani? Abanye bebhupha bephela.
How did so many escape while most perished?
Okhokho babo, umkhulu nokhulu baxoxela ingane ukuthi hey ngo-1907 ulwandle kwaba khona ukuzamazama kumhlaba. Ulwandle lwaseliphindele muva koma. Kodwa lapho selibuya libuye nolaka olukhulu amagagasi abe u 10 meters 30 feet high. Bafa abantu bakithi bathi xwayani uma kuzamazama umhlaba ulwandle luyemufa noqonda ukuthi yeza itsunami itsunami lapho kunyakaza umhlaba bebona ulwandle 75,000 abantu bagijima bakhuphukele entabeni uthi lapho kuza ulwandle nolaka olukhulu kuza ulwandle amagagasi 10 meter high tholakala besentabeni bawu 7 nje angazi ukuthi bekuyizalukazini angazi ukuthi bekwabantu abangenazo inyawo yini abafayo kodwa bonke abanye basinda.
They had been taught carefully by their ancestors, with the tales passed down from mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers. They had told them that in 1907 there had been an awful experience where the sea withdrew and it looked dry on the shore and then came back with a vengeance, and that the waves were huge and many people died. And they warned them that if they see that water retracting like that, that they need to flee. And they all fled to the mountains and they all escaped. I don't know those 7,000 that did perish, whether they were just old people or what.
7 kuphela ababhubhayo. 75,000 basinda ngoba bakhumbula isibonelo.
Seven people only perished. All the others remembered what they had been told, and they escaped to the mountains.
Out of 75,000, only 7 perished. Basinda bonke ngoba bagijima bathatha amandla abo bakhuphukela entabeni balibona ulwandle gqiba imizi yabo bubhisa basinda.
They had felt that earthquaking. They had seen the sea retracting and they knew the message. and they fled to the mountains. Only seven of them died. They all escaped because they were obedient to that escape for your life.
Lalela ukuthi iBhayibheli ithini, balekela. Ngeke uthole isifo. Ngeke ufe. Uyosinda. Ngeke uzalele ingane ekhaya. Uzukhohlwa ukuthi uzozenza njani. Uzube mubi kunenkomo. Ube mubi kunezilwane. Uyikinge, uyilahle. Awu nibabi, nibabi, noma uyithatha usuzoyibekaphi? Usuzoyibekaphi? Wena ngeke usinde. Ngoba ubalekanga.
If you listen to God.
Lengane futhi mhlambi yo iyokuhlupa ikushuke usumdala. Hey, kukhona abantu engibaziyo benezimvu ekhanda ngengane zengane zasemataksini.
If you heed the Bible message, you will escape. You will also escape disease and dying prematurely because you have listened to the words of the Bible. And child desertion, previously I hadn't mentioned as well. How can you behave like that, deserting a child made in the image of God, where cattle and animals have that instinct to protect their young, but you just desert them and maybe those illegitimate children also grow up. I've seen many people with grey hairs because of the awful things that happen in those circumstances.
Kodwa kuhle kanjani ukuba ingane izakahle nimbonile ubaba lo oshumayela ivangeli nomakhoti beza nengane siyathokoza sonke siyajabula siyayibusisa kuhle siyifunela izulu.
But how wonderful it is when we see the father with the child, the mother with the child, they propagating the gospel. We want to bless such a child. We say this is part of heaven and we identify with that child. I also had children, six children. They've now grown up and they've got married. My youngest one is here, and we rejoice in the what in that they have gone in this direction. What an awful. What a disgrace, on the other hand, it would have been to me had there been illegitimate children brought, some calling me grandfather, and they've just been brought there, and the children hadn't been married, just illegitimate children. Don't take the flesh lightly, because if you just ignore and you don't take seriously this, it will cause you destruction. Where you'll have to apologize to the cattle and the animals and dogs, because even a female dog will look after its young. So, escape youthful lusts. That means don't try and wrestle with it or try and just resist it and fight against it. No, escape, flee, remove yourself. Now, the lusts of the flesh are not only sexual lusts.
Uzilimaza wena ngokuphuza ugoloko.
Some are bound by the lust for drink. They are bound to alcohol. They lust after it. They destroy themselves and their families because of drinking. And it causes you to be destroyed in every way that you become dumb. Even little children laugh at you. You can't even bring bread to the table because you spend your last penny on alcohol. Physically, you are devastated. You think that you're putting this into you with no consequences, but it's not like fuel which makes a car go, like petrol. Instead, it gets into you and it starts to destroy you. Your liver after a while is corrupted. You vomit blood, you are destroyed. The lusts of the flesh are destructive, that even little children can recognize it. And you as an older person, you have no control over your bodily functions anymore. The children have to wash your clothing, and it is just utter devastation. And then that woman, as she gets older, she can't control herself because she has to have her alcohol. She drinks not only at home, but she goes to these pubs and shebeens. She can't control herself. She wets herself. What a terrible thing, so that it brings destruction even upon your children. And the lust for alcohol causes that you cannot live normally. You can't hold a job. You can't wake up in the morning. Instead, you wake up with a headache, with babalas, with a hangover. And you need a rechmarker to try and get you on the way again. And it's just absolute destruction.
When we are lamba, into your kingdom, I know it's finished. Both go to Kalu TV.
And it brings poverty. You might complain that others have taken away your wealth, but it brings poverty in your family. Despite that, you maybe still have a TV, and that brings the whole world and wickedness into your home. Jesus is not there. And you complain as a woman now that your husband has deserted you and doesn't send back money for your children don't help you. Well, if you fed them on the things of the devil, what do you expect to reap? And if you make your children hungry, how can you expect that child that through your habit of alcohol you've made hungry to respect you? Instead they go out to steal, and you have pushed them into the sin of stealing. They cannot work, they can jump around and dance, but that's it. They don't have brains in the head. And instead of brains in their head, you see that they're bound just by habits and instinct. If they hear just a bit of a beat, their body starts to jerk in different directions. They can't hold a job. They're unemployable. And instead, that's the type of thing, and you have brought it about. And we should
rebuke
those who bring dancing, the dancing of the world, into the church. That's what we've repented of. We shouldn't be dancing in the church. That comes with a completely different spirit. Now, it says that we should escape, but it's not just stressing the negative. It means escape while doing good. Look at what Peter has to say.
1 Peter 2:11.
Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. There will never be a shortage of mockers. There will always be the wicked who will laugh and be arrogant against the gospel. But you are told to to live differently. You should be the one escaping from evil while doing good. There will always be the seven who refuse to climb the mountain and to escape. There will always be those who refuse to climb the mountain of Calvary, to go up that hill. But as for you, you escape. Escape. You escape for your life. And you've heard how there are many different types of lusts from which we should flee. For instance, flee from bad talk, foul mouthing, and tell that person that's not the way to talk. Instead of stealing, you do the opposite. Now you're working. You're beneficial to others. If you've got extra clothing, you can help others. Instead of depriving others, you are assisting them now. And when there's bad music around, you need to know how to correct it. And you tell them what is wrong about it. You speak to them. Now your life becomes different. And you are now you're beneficial to society. Instead of messing around, you're busy helping. I'm so glad about our school children who can go to other school children and proclaim the gospel. That's what we need. Otherwise, Africa is dying. The world is dying of starvation for the gospel. Even as we are here this week, there are others who are not here, other young people who are busy preaching the gospel down in Cape Town, Smithfield, up north in Mpumalanga and different places. They say it's a pity we're still at school, that we can't be full time in preaching the gospel. The Lord willing, in a month's time or so, next month, there's a man who wants to come and that I should host him and take him around to primitive areas where you cannot walk, where rather by helicopter you can take people so that people can hear the gospel. That person said, I've heard how you are so desperate to get the gospel out and how the Lord is using young people, and I want to come and assist you with a helicopter.
Ngoba zikhona indawo enjalo afike khona
I've asked some to assist in finding in those very primitive areas.
I've asked Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe to assist in finding landing areas. There's some places where it is absolutely cut off from civilization. Some places I've never seen a white man before. There are some people who have just never heard. I've been told the different people. I remember Reverend Mabizela telling me a while back that there are some places that they are totally uncivilized, even cannibalistic. Our energies need to be directed towards what is good, propagating the gospel, spreading the gospel, not giving it out to sexual lust, but instead towards the kingdom. Satan has aimed. Satan's intention has been to swallow the world, but God has come with his gospel, Jesus. I've got many people. There are many people, and even sick people, who are so in my heart, so dear to me. And remember, the Lord said he hasn't come to bring the gospel for the healthy, but for the sick. And even though it is said that these people are terminally ill and that they must die, but the Lord works mightily. We have a place called Mseni, and that we see as a place for life. We're not reckoning with the death, but we see how the Lord works. Others asked, well, where's the graveyard before we had even built it? I said, we're not reckoning with funerals, we're reckoning with life. By the Lord's grace, no lady has died there yet, and we are busy with the matters of life.
Any utigilai, Zianchila, salan khona la kuzokwehla isibhabhulo nomlilo siyagijima sibalekele entabeni.
And even in the worst of conditions, the Lord is able to touch. Despite open sores, as they confess their sin, the Lord is even able to, and He does close sores. This is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may stay with your lusts of sexual lusts or the lusts after drinking and other narcotics and that. You will be destroyed, but we want to be busy with matters of life, propagating the gospel.
Stop makhandi, thanda. Siyabonga Nkosi ukuba ufike nevangeli lakho kulomhlaba wezono wobumnyama.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've come with your gospel into this wicked and corrupted world.
Ukuba usivezele indlela yokusinda yokuphepha.
That you've opened.
Uphephele khona eGolgotha sisinde.
You've opened the way of escape so that we can escape to Golgotha.
Singabulawa ikanuko zenyama.
So that we would not be destroyed, body and soul. But instead have life, and that abundantly. Work, Lord. Continue with your working.
Amen.
Amen.
Tanga suka ngashaya ucingo shayela umuntu osePhalamende Cape Town. Ngathi sibanibani? Hamba uya kudo. Ungqongqoshe wezempilo ngitshele ukuthi ngimfuna la kwasiza abantu ngifuna ukuthezela abone uNkulunkulu akwenzayo bathi ha unomuthi muni ngithi nginomthandazo nokuhle okuhle nokudla okuhle.
The day before yesterday I phoned somebody who's down there in Cape Town and who has access to Parliament who said get the Minister of Health to come and see what the Lord is doing. She said, well, what muti do you have there? What medicine? I said, the medicine we have is the gospel and good nutrition. Thank you. Put Michael.